White, J.E. White, Emma. Greenville, Montcalm County. March 23, 1871. Dear children, Hedson and Emma, we came to Greenville yesterday. The cars entered Greenville about 8:30. Brother Sawyer was not at the depot, and we patronized the omnibus, which took us to Brother Cipher's door. We had written to Robert that we would be at Greenville Monday, but we could not leave Battle Creek Monday. Samuel Abbey came to Battle Creek the first of the week to be at the wedding of Joseph Perry. I talked with Mary Smith in regard to Samuel, and she desired an interview with him. It resulted in Mary and Samuel being married. Last Sunday, I spoke to a large audience in the meeting house upon the reform dress. I had the best of attention. Many outsiders were in from downtown. After I ceased speaking, Brother Joseph Perry and Rosetta, Samuel Abbey and Mary Smith walked up the aisle, and your father sealed them. He then told the congregation that he had a service to perform to unite the two couples before them, that he was glad to see them come in with the reform dress. They had very nice dresses made with straight pants, which made a good impression after I had given them the subject of dress reform. Monday they were to leave for Brookfield. A dinner was given at the Institute, and a Bible, similar to the one presented to you, except the album was not in the Bible, was given to Joseph after Father had made an appropriate speech. All assembled in the parlor for this little scene. We had a season of prayer and bid them farewell. We hope you are well and happy. Make God your trust, children. Do not let the things of this life engross your mind and neglect secret and family prayer. You cannot gain spiritual strength without earnest prayer to God daily, any more than you can receive strength of the body without temporal food. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. I fear you will be disappointed in regard to one of Stephen's boys. I cannot think how they can get here, unused as they are to traveling. Their father would not dare to trust them. I think Stephen is decided not to move this summer. If the children could come, I think it would be a good thing. When you get an opportunity, send those trunks, not by express, but watch your opportunity, and when someone comes, send them. Write me, Edson and Emma. I should be so glad to see you at your home. I am glad you have things arranged more comfortably. We shall probably go to Iowa next week. We ought to go, if I can only get Father away from the office. He is wedded to the office. In much haste and love to you both, and to Brother and Sister McDearman, and to Nettie and all the children. Your mother.